The Almost Series, Part 3, Those Damn Kisses, by Irony Rocks, read by Opal. Elizabeth was stirred slightly awake with kisses along her inner thigh. Her body was sore and aching, so she did nothing but shift restlessly for the first few minutes, as her muscles protested a bit. She was vaguely aware of the sensation against her skin, but the memory of the previous night was a distant thought. It had been a long time, probably too long, since she'd woken up in anyone's bed. When she was finally pulled herself out of her slumber, she dropped her gaze to see John tugging the bedsheets away from her body. "Morning," he murmured, sparing a second to lock gazes with her before he went back to trailing kisses along her thigh. Elizabeth let her head fall back against the pillow and hummed approvingly. "This is so much better than waking up to an alarm clock." She felt John's lips curl into a grin against her skin, but a knock at the door forestalled any dirty response he no doubt had on the tip of his tongue. Her body stiffened and she bolted upright, exchanging a glance with John. Crap! She knew she shouldn't have risked staying the night. "Who is it?" John called out, his voice so loud she winced against the volume. A marine answered through the door. "Sir, it's Lieutenant Averman. We've been having problems locating Dr. Weir, and you weren't answering any radio hails. Is everything all right, sir?" Elizabeth visibly cringed, letting her gaze pass across John's room as she frantically searched among the clothes strewn about the place. She eventually located her earpiece, his earpiece, God knew where hers were, and pointed out to John. As if it made any damn bit of difference now, he recklessly lunged for the thing over the edge of the bed and hastily recovered the item. The white bed cover spilled off his body and exposed his naked rear to the cold air of the room, and the sight of his ass hanging over the mattress like that would have had Elizabeth burst out laughing under any other circumstances, except her heart was still lodged in her throat at the fear of being caught, and she wasn't in a particularly laughing mood. "Ah, yeah, got it," John called, his calm slipping a little bit more as he recovered from an undignified position. "Well, I'll be out to help look for Dr. Weir in a minute. I'm sure she just got an early start and is..." He paused, drawing a blank on the rest of the sentence. Elizabeth's mind worked a mile a minute, and she mimed words to him, which he obediently echoed to the marine. "Out in the southwest tower," he paused, brow furrowed as he tried to follow her phantom words. "The radio's lewd broadcast there because of Delinka's hair experiments?" She smacked him in the shoulder hard and breathed the words, "Air, not hair," in a tight, strangled whisper. "Air, I mean," John recovered quickly. "Air experiments." She dropped her head into both hands and resisted the urge to groan. Elizabeth barely paid Averman any attention as he uttered his goodbye. Damn it. She never should have stayed the night. They had a system in place that worked. No later than 4 a.m. She was supposed to be out of his room no later than 4 a.m. John broke the quiet by resuming his trail of kisses along her thigh. Her head shot up in shock, and she tried to muster some force behind her glare. "What are you doing, John?"
"What does it look like I'm doing?"
"We just nearly got..."
"Nearly nothing," John murmured, and shifted a fraction of an inch higher up her thigh.
Elizabeth repressed the urge to shudder when he hit a particularly good spot. She suddenly wanted, no, needed him to move up higher and follow through on what he was instigating by those damn kisses. "We never get to wake up together in the morning," he grumbled with an affected pout. "I'm taking advantage." She protested despite herself. "We never stay until morning exactly because..."
"Elizabeth?"
"Yeah?"
"Shut up, would you? I'm trying to do something here."
She stopped talking, although the move hadn't entirely been voluntary. John managed to find an interesting way to shut her up, one Elizabeth couldn't argue with at all. Despite nearly being caught, Elizabeth silently admitted to herself she could get used to waking up like this.